The reunited line of Linus Karlsson, Max Sasson and Atu Ratu combined for 7 points and helped the Abbotsford Canucks post an impressive 5-1 win over the Colorado Eagles on Saturday, March 30. Saturday's win comes on the heels of a 2-1 overtime win over the Eagles on Friday, March 29, to give the Canucks an all-important sweep over a division rival with the playoffs set to begin in late April. The Rasson line is back together and strike early. Sasson with his 18th, 1-0 Abbotsford pick. Twitter.com/A3WBM2E4CR Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, March 31, 2024. Sasson opened the scoring just 93 seconds into Saturday's game, after Karlsson dug the puck out of the corner and set up his linemate in front of the net. That goal stood until 5:31 of the second when Tanner Kiro scored a shorthanded goal. Ratu puts the Canucks up 2-1. Keep this line together. Pick.twitter.com/0Mizrick5QSK Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, March 31, 2024. The third period was all Abbotsford, as Ratu put the Canucks up for good at 4:17 following a feed from Sasson. Karlsson made it 3-1 with a power play goal at 13:34 after a dish from Ratu. Karlsson and Matt Irwin added late empty net goals to close the game. Karlsson with a wraparound power play goal, great game from him. 3-1 Abbotsford pick. Twitter.com/OFID3KEK Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, March 31, 2024. The weekend was significant for Canucks fans, as it marked the all-debuts of prospects Jonathan Lekkerimaki and Elias Pettersson. Lekkerimaki suited up for the first time on Friday, while Pettersson began his all-career on Saturday. Pettersson with a big hit and that leads to a penalty and a scrum pick. Twitter.com/2Muckmenzen1 Ben Lipka. At Ben Lipka, March 31, 2024. Another look at the hit pick.twitter.com/NikuA8CSCM2H Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, March 31, 2024. The big defenseman didn't waste a lot of time making an impact, as he crushed Eagles forward Jason Polin with a big hit on Saturday. He also jumped to the defense of Lekkerimaki after he was hit hard into the bench by an Eagles player. Pettersson was a physical presence throughout the game and collected 4 penalty minutes. Lekkerimaki gets destroyed, Pettersson and Sysik defend him pick.twitter.com/sfnrgjkunk Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, March 31, 2024. Lekkerimaki was a bit quieter on Saturday, but was initially credited with his first assist in Friday's win. However, that assist was then taken away upon review. The 2022 first-round draft pick played on the power play in both games and has recorded 1 shot on goal. Lekkerimaki with a steal and rush for his first significant offensive play in the allpick.twitter.com/qx06su9zr Ben Lipka. At Ben Lipka, March 30, 2024. Saturday was also a big win for Canucks goalie Zach Sachenko, who made 23 saves for the win. Sachenko has received more opportunities to play after Artur Sillovs was sent to Vancouver following Thatcher Demko's injury. The former San Jose Sharks goalie has won both of his starts this season and is rocking a .937 save percentage and a 1.67 goals against average. Abbotsford was outshot in the game 24-16 and Karlsson led the team with 3 shots. Karlsson now leads Abbotsford in scoring and has 51 points in 52 games. Friday's game was another low-event game, with the Canucks generating just 15 shots in a 2-1 overtime win. Colorado's Andre Pavel scored a shorthanded goal at 12:02 of the first, but Sasson replied at 1:53 of the second. Sasson ties the game up, he now has 17. Lekkerimaki with some good work to keep the puck in and collects his first at the AHL point pick.twitter.com/pasfanea Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, March 30, 2024. The teams remained tied after 60 minutes and Jet Wu won the game in overtime. Canucks goalie Nikita Tolopilo was outstanding and made 25 saves for his 17th win on the season. Abbotsford's penalty killing was also a big story over the two games, as the club killed all 10 times they were shorthanded. The pair of wins are huge for the Canucks as they continue to jockey for playoff positioning in the Pacific Division. Abbotsford's record is now 3-4-2-4-4-2 and the club is now just 3 points out of fourth place and home ice in round one. Abbotsford returns home for games against the Manitoba Moose on Tuesday, April 2, and Wednesday, April 3. They then welcome the first-place Coachella Valley Firebirds for games on Saturday, April 6, and Sunday, April 7.